Well, I think that part of that has to do with the fact that in the state of Indiana, the Indiana Election Division is run by one Republican and one Democrat. So there is no representation within the election structure for the Libertarian Party. I believe that that has a lot to do with it. I also believe that because we do not accept or are not offered large donations from large corporate or special interest entities, we don't get the type of funding that, say, a traditional Republican or Democrat might be able to get from large donors.
Win or lose, you have kind of a lot of people are talking about you. So I think we are going to see tonight, even if you don't win, we are probably going to see like a high percentage of people that voted for you. What do you think that means for your party in the future, for people who might run in the future, for you in the future?
Well, I think overall the most important thing is what it means for Hoosiers in the future, which I believe it means that Hoosiers are focused on a limited government message and more individual freedom, and so they are really kind of tired of the status quo, tired of the establishment, and they're looking for something to break away from that, much as they've done in the on the federal level.
And what do you think are the strong points of your party? What do you think makes your party one strong?
Well, here again, I think the focus on the rights of the individual and the fact that, you know, it's supposed to be about we the people, and the people are supposed to hold the government accountable, not the government dictating to the people. And so I believe that that refocusing on what I believe are the founding principles of our nation is what really comes out when you start talking about the libertarian message.
And if elected, how do you hope to implement what you want?
Well, first of all, it's obviously a step-by-step process, and it's going to involve a nonpartisan coalition of, here again, individuals who are interested in governing in a better way, not necessarily a bigger government way.
And what do you think some of your strong points are, like, in your message? Why do you think Hoosiers are drawn to it so much?
Well, again, I think it's about me as a Hoosier being able to decide for myself how best to protect and provide for myself, my family, my business, and my place of worship, instead of expecting government to dictate all those things to me.
This night is just getting started. What has been your favorite part of the campaign, or just like a favorite memory from this past campaign?
Well, to be very honest with you, I think probably the thing that has touched me the most is that people have come out and have heard the message, and they're looking for that message. And so that's very encouraging to me, that there is still a base of people in Indiana who are focused on the idea of government being limited in its scope and effect on our lives.
And before I let you go, anything that I didn't ask that you wanted to touch on, or anything you would like to say to Hoosiers?
The only thing that I think we want to reiterate is, win or lose today, I think that it's important that Hoosiers remember that it is incumbent upon us, we the people, to hold government accountable for what they do, not just every 4 years on an election day, but every day, 365, every year. We need to hold government accountable for what they do that affects our lives.